Tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama said Thursday that he made it clear to Southeast Asian leaders gathered in Laos that the United States would continue to stand with the people of the region. President Obama spoke to reporters after a meeting of leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
With respect to maritime issues, we'll continue to work to ensure that disputes are resolved peacefully, including in the South China Sea. The landmark arbitration ruling in July, which is binding, helped clarify maritime rights in the region.
President Obama has made rebalancing U.S. policy with a focus towards Southeast Asia a priority during his presidency, which ends in January. You can read more details about the president's trip to Laos at voanews.com. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault in the provincial capital of Central Uruzgan province, and a house-to-house search has been launched to clear it of any remaining insurgents. Taliban insurgents had fought their way into the city of Tarankot Thursday morning, triggering fierce battles with Afghan security forces, according to local authorities and insurgents. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Thursday said Washington is willing to cooperate with Moscow to end the Syrian conflict, but only if there is first a true cessation of hostilities. Ahead of an expected meeting in Geneva between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Carter told BBC Radio that there was quite a long way to go before a deal could be struck. He said if an agreement could be reached, it would result in a number of steps, importantly, including a cessation of hostilities that could ultimately lead to greater cooperation. This is VOA News.